Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Jennifer Hawthorne back on the show. Jennifer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. She is a speaker. She is a counselor to business owners. She is an advisor. She is the author of a number of books, including The Soul of Success, including Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, which is a part of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And she's our good friend, Jennifer Hawthorne. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And you also might see her name as Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. And Jennifer, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is this quest inside of us to be as much as we can be, and to find our own way in the world, to find our own place in the world, to find some relevancy, maybe even. Obviously, we all want love and we all want acceptance, but we'd also like a little bit of respect too, wouldn't we?
Yes, it's true. And when I talk about this thing that I call the quest to be somebody, I have a little bit of a different angle on it, or something in addition to what you've said, Jim. And let me explain. There's a man whom you may have heard of by the name of Edward Bach. He was the one whose life's work was discovering the properties of flowers for the purpose of healing. He discovered that every single flower has some kind of medicinal property for healing on different levels, physical, emotional.
How do you spell his last name? With an A or an O?
B-A-C-H.
Right.
Just like a musician.
Right.
And in fact, there's a line of his remedies known as the Bach Flower Remedies.
Right.
And during his life, Bach felt that he uncovered the two things that every single human being needs in order to thrive. And those two things are, first of all, the ability to give and receive love, which is what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Give and receive love. And the second thing was a sense of purpose or meaning in life.
Mm-hmm.
But what I feel has happened in our culture, Jim, and what I really wanted to talk about today was, I feel that this second thing, this search for meaning, has gotten so off track because we have gotten confused about what having meaning really means.
Mm-hmm.
And it has become a quest to be somebody in terms of how much money we have, how many possessions we have.
Yep.
What is our status, and this insatiable drive for more and more and more.
So you're saying that the fundamental urge to be somebody, it hasn't changed, but the instructions that are coming with human beings these days is what's gotten off track.
I really believe that, and I think that we.
I think I agree with you.
I think we have forgotten that we are deeper than these things.
Yeah.
We have come to identify so heavily in the Western world, especially with our roles and with our achievements, that we have gotten to the point where we think that's really what we are. And I'll give you a great example of that. You know, when my first book came out, Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul,
mm-hmm.
that was back in 1996, and it very quickly became a number one bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And it sold over 1 million copies within about 6 weeks of its release date. And for years, Jim, I'm telling you, I could not meet someone without, in the first 30 seconds, getting it into the conversation, who I was and what I had accomplished.
By the way, did you know that I wrote a book? by the way, if you...
Exactly. And for years, it was as if I could hardly introduce myself to somebody without feeling the need to let them know that I had had several best-selling books mm-hmm. and what they were, and maybe you've heard of them, because that was where I was looking for my worth, my
yeah.
self-worth. That was where I was looking for
mm-hmm.
my meaning. And I just feel as though this is, I mean, unfortunately, I'm starting to see the light and realize again for myself something that I've always known, but which I feel I got off track in myself, which is that, no, I am much more
mm-hmm.
than the books I write or the speeches I give.
Well, and I will tell you, Jennifer, and my audience, I think will attest to this, we like your books, but we like you better. We invite you back, not because of your books, but because of who you are. And the message.
See, this is why I come
the
on
message
your show.
You have. 20 Tale, right back with Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
Seventeen till 43 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on talking about small business and the soul of small business too. I like talking about that, the spirit of small business. I do that all the time. I've been doing that since we began doing this. I've write a lot about the spirit of small business owners. I think this is very important, and you find a lot of those. The things that I've done on that topic at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jennifer Hawthorne is our guest. She helps us talk about the spirit, our spirits, and our soul, and the person that we are, this energy inside of this earthly vessel that we have. And she is the author of The Soul of Success, also Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul. That was her best-selling book that she still is pretty proud of, right, Jennifer?
I'm proud of all of them, yes. Thank you for mentioning that.
But you are, and you should be. I mean, that's an accomplishment. That's like writing a book is like birthing a baby. It's as close as I'm going to get to that, because I've got two out. But we're talking about being... You know, being somebody, the quest to be somebody, as you say. You know, one of the things that I've said for a long, long time, Jennifer, is that if you can't be happy without money and stuff, mm-hmm. you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
Oh, that's beautiful, Jennifer.
And stuff includes status. It includes, you know, whatever kind of cachet your brand has, or however people regard you, or whatever. That's something I've came up with that I thought about on my own. But then there's another one that I've acquired. Someone else once said, no matter who you are, no matter how important you are, no matter how rich you are, whatever, the attendance at your funeral on the day you die will still depend upon the weather. so don't take yourself too seriously.
That's great. Well, Jim, I think it's worth taking a look in the remaining time that we have together this morning to sort of talk a little bit about how we might be able to get out of that heavy identity that we have with our roles and achievements. To me, that's a really worthwhile discussion, if we could go there for a minute.
Absolutely. And when you say quest for meaning, should we say quest for the right meaning? I mean, we talk about quest for being somebody, for being the right somebody.
I think that is really beautifully said. I like your language there a lot. And, you know, in my study of spirituality, you know, Jim, that for me, spirituality has always been a passion. And even when mm-hmm. I have written things for business people, or when I've worked in the business world, I'm very much like you in that I like to bring that deeper meaning to everything that we're doing, including business, which is why when I wrote about success, I wrote about the soul of success.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the philosophical or spiritual concepts that have really come to the foreground for me in the last couple of years are these. One has to do with destiny, which I'm a great believer in, and the other has to do with the fact that we are not really the doer of our actions. Now, what is meant by that? In this wonderful system of knowledge called Advaita, the basic concept is that we are not the doers of our actions. We are but the expressions of a universal life force.
Hmm.
And it's very much what Shakespeare said.
That goes back to destiny?
Yes, I'm going to tie that in with destiny in just a minute. You know, Shakespeare said how all the world's a stage,
right,
and all of us are just playing our roles,
right,
in it. That has to do very much with destiny. If we are simply expressions, and of course it's not simply, it's a beautiful, magnificent thing that we are expressions of a life force, each one of us. But if we can understand or believe that there is such a thing as destiny, then what happens is we realize that we don't have to work so hard to try to make things happen.
Hmm.
In other words, I mean, I look at
Can I tell you a story about that in my own,
sure,
my own experience?
Sure.
I think I understand what you're saying, and the way it's manifested for me, I used to think that if I could make it happen, it was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's the other way around.
I found that I have the ability, because of my energy and my perseverance and my stubbornness and my ego and whatever else that's wrong with me, I found that I was able to actually make things happen that were not meant to be. Hmm. See, I always thought that the forces of the world and God or whatever wouldn't let me do something that wasn't meant to be. And I found out that I was actually able to make things happen that weren't meant to be. And the reason I'm bringing that story up is because when you said, you know, don't try so hard, I've had to learn how to do that.
Well,
and it's not about not trying hard; it's about doing everything that's reasonable, but not being unreasonable about what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very interesting, Jim, because in the West, we don't want to believe that we are not the doers of our actions,
right?
Our because that is tied into that. That search for meaning. If I can't make something happen, then how will I have meaning in life?
Mm-hmm.
How will I be able to make a contribution? So this is something that Westerners really, really don't want to hear.
Right.
And as I said earlier, it's an Eastern system of knowledge, right?
We have a different way of valuing who we are and what we've accomplished. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to let Jennifer talk about this some more. Very interesting perspectives from our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, the author of The Soul of Success, one of her many books. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Jennifer Hawthorne with us. She's the author of Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, one of her best-selling books, and also Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live and The Soul of Success. Those are three. She may have more. Those are the ones I know about. Jennifer, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Oh, thank you, Jim. JenniferHawthorne.com. It's very simple.
All right, so check that out. That's with Hawthorne with an E on the end.
Yes.
And Jennifer with an F, two N's and an F. Jennifer, continue to talk to us about your thoughts on our quest to be somebody and how really we all have the same quest. Everybody in the world, every human being has a quest. I think the quest is the same. It's just that we have different roadmaps, don't we? We have different values.
Well, we definitely have different values and we have different roadmaps. And I think that the key to really being able to relax in life and experience so much peace is to understand that your map is your map and nothing that you can do is going to change that map, and you don't have to work hard to make sure that you follow that roadmap because it's going to unfold in the most natural way. I believe that we cannot escape the roles that we've been put in. So do those
roles. You think we're preordained?
I do. I really believe, as I said earlier, in destiny from the teachers that I've studied with. And when I look at my own life, I mean...
Are we led to destiny or are we driven to destiny?
I think neither one is really applicable. I think that destiny just exists and we're living it. And I think that, you know, if you're going to be famous, for example, you don't have to do anything to make yourself be famous. Mm-hmm. And you can't stop yourself from being famous, even if you don't want it to be, you know, to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I say just look at the role that you've been placed in, or the roles, because we play many roles, and do those well and quietly. That doesn't mean mm-hmm. you have to be a quiet person. I look at Paul Newman, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
What a that was a man filled with silence.
Mm-hmm.
He was not out there
private
promoting himself, just completely private,
yep.
So contented in his life, so creative, accomplished so much, but he never had to stand up and say, look at me, how
right.
great I am.
Right.
You see? And that is where I think we get into trouble, when our egos get involved in thinking that really, I'm going to make this happen. I mean, you know as well as I do, Jim, you can get up in the morning and you can have the intention to do 20 things on your list today,
mm-hmm.
and that may happen and it may not. Why? Because your destiny for the day is something different.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is relax.
But you're not saying that destiny should give you a pass. You're not saying don't have 20 things because destiny will take care of itself. That's what I meant a minute ago about being led or driven. You still have to live your life.
Exactly.
But just don't get upset if you don't. Help us with that part.
That's beautiful.
Put those two together for us.
Well, you said it so perfectly. It doesn't mean that because there's destiny that you get to stay in bed all day
right.
and not do anything. I mean, the fact that...
When you pray to God for help because you're drowning and he sends you a boat, and you thought it should have been a helicopter, get in the boat.
Exactly. I love that. No, many people, you know, when they study the Eastern philosophies and systems of knowledge and read something such as, we are not the doer of our actions, they think, oh, that means I don't have any responsibility in life. And I don't believe that at all. We have a life that we've been given, and we have to get up and live it every day. So why not do the best we can, but just really, as you said earlier, maybe not take things so seriously
mm-hmm.
and not feel that it's all up to us.
You know how the closest I've come to doing what you're talking about, and I'm not going to say that I've accomplished what you're talking about, but the closest I think I've come is in my 40s. I started seeking happiness more than anything else.
Beautiful.
And that's really helped me to be at peace with my own deficiencies. Someone will one day write a book about all my failings, my shortcomings. But happiness seems to me to be the thing that helps me to deal with all that.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, for me, what I found, Jim, was when I got back from India about 3 years ago, and where I first studied with one of the greatest masters mm-hmm. of Advaita, where I was really introduced to this understanding. I came back and did my next book, and I did it in 10 weeks.
Right.
I woke up in the morning and said, not sure what I'm going to do. Let's plan. Where do I feel? Where am I drawn? I did that, and it was the most joyful and effortless experience of my life.
Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. Jennifer, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Jennifer Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen. A quick break. Actually, I got to go for the day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.